It's Monday morning, and NHPR's Josh Rogers is back. The political front. Get a look at what's happening here in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
It's been a long summer, so let's get right to it. It's getting close to crunch time for the committee that's looking at expanding the state's Medicaid program. But after working all summer, we don't really know where they're going, do we?
That's fair enough. You may recall that the makeup of this committee gives it more Democratic than Republican appointees, and Democrats do favor expanding Medicaid. So the committee, when it finishes work on the 15th, will be recommending that New Hampshire do so, but we still don't know what form that'll take, and all this is, of course, subject to legislative approval.
Yeah, but any plan to extend any health coverage at all would have to get approval from lawmakers, including the GOP-led Senate.
Well, you know, that's the tricky part for backers of expansion. And those backers, who say that extending health insurance to 50,000 more people in the state and it would bring in $2.5 billion in federal cash over the next few years, in order to do that, they need to win over at least two Republican senators. And from the start, Democrats from Governor Hassan on down have looked at ways to make expansion more palatable to Republicans, involving in private insurance market and using Medicaid cash to subsidize the purchase of individual coverage via the health exchanges created under Obamacare has been at the center of the thinking on this. But, you know, a wrench was thrown into this last week when the insurance department said the new health law requires consumers using federal money to purchase insurance to have at least two health plans to choose from. And as you know, New Hampshire, Anthem is the lone insurer offering coverage on the exchange. So
is it basically back to the drawing board?
That's an overstatement slightly, perhaps. Democrats on the committee are preparing a draft proposal in the wake of this news. So perhaps that proposal might carry the day, but without headway soon, having something ready to go. So New Hampshire might be able to expand Medicaid on January 1st, which was what Governor Hassan wants to do, may not be possible. Ultimately, a lot of this will come down to the question of how much leeway might the federal government give New Hampshire, if any at all, to help on a few sticking points. And talk of obtaining a waiver or waivers from aspects of this law have been part of the discussion from the beginning.
Now, you mentioned that the New Hampshire Insurance Exchange has been a part of the discussion. That and other exchanges across the country are going live tomorrow. Should be rather interesting, don't you think?
Well, I think it will be, Rick. Will there be a stampede of uninsured people looking to get coverage ASAP? Will things be smooth? This is no doubt a very large logistical moment. If you think of all the computers, I was reading a blog speculating about what would happen if all of the nation's uninsured tried to access the exchange websites at once. Y2K was actually invoked earlier this week. We'll also learn more about the distribution of $5 million of federal money to assist New Hampshire consumers. That $5 million, you may recall, was subject of a partisan fight earlier this year. Democrats wanted to accept. Republicans were leery. The insurance department found a quasi-government group that could exchange the money without legislative oversight. We're going to be learning what groups are getting what part of that pie, and it'll be interesting to see how that money is going to be distributed, and whatever does happen, good or bad, on this issue is going to be instantly politicized. That's been the rule so far.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, too, to see what happens as these exchanges go live tomorrow. At the same time, a partial government shutdown could be in order. Before you go, let's turn to 2014 for a minute. Former Congressman Frank Gintis said last week he wants back in the seat that he held for 2 years. What's going on there?
Well, several things. Frank Gintis announced his candidacy via a two-minute video, which has certainly become the norm these days, in which he never mentioned he'd ever served in Washington. Gintis also stressed the need to work together across party lines, quote, like we do in New Hampshire, et cetera. Understandable messaging, perhaps, given Congress's approval ratings, but it's interesting hearing this from a guy who pretty much embraced the Tea Party movement in 2010, successfully winning election, and also when he served in D.C. If Gintis gets through the primary, assuming there is one, it's going to be his third straight election against incumbent Carol Shea Porter. Gintis unseated her in 2010. She unseated him in 2012. They certainly know each other well, and they don't much like each other.
Now, let that never be said of us, Josh.
All we can do is try, right?
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for The Political Front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics. And you can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.